This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Welfare ideology is destroying the American middle class by design. Yvonne Piez argues that unbridled welfare programs have replaced self-reliance with government dependency, deliberately eroding the uniquely large American middle class. The American middle class is shrinking, and Yvonne Piez says it is happening on purpose. Piez, co-founder of the Northern Colorado civic group Prospectus 1001, joined the Kim Munson Show to lay out her case that decades of expanding welfare programs have systematically destroyed the self-reliance that built American exceptionalism. Piez said, "This mooch ideology is destroying personal industry and chipping away at the U.S. middle class. And it's by design. This is being done on purpose. There is no doubt in my mind." The data supports her warning about the middle class. According to the Pew Research Center, the share of American adults in the middle class fell from 61% in 1971 to 51% in 2023. The middle class's share of total U.S. household income dropped even more sharply, from 62% in 1970 to 43% in 2022. The Federal Reserve's Survey of Household Economics and Decision-Making found that only 72% of adults reported doing at least okay financially in 2023, down from 78% in 2021. On the topic of virtuous citizenship and the American dream, Piez grounded her argument in what she called the four tenets of virtuous citizenship: self-assertion, self-control, civic knowledge, and self-reliance. That framework, she argued, is what made America's broad middle class possible in the first place. Piez said, "The U.S. was founded on the concept of virtuous citizenship, and that's what allowed this to rise. And that was the key to the American exceptionalism." She emphasized that self-reliance is not a partisan value. Piez pointed to President John F. Kennedy's famous call to service as proof that personal responsibility once crossed party lines. Piez said, "John F. Kennedy said, 'Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.' So I don't want to hear anybody ever say that that's not something that the Democrats ever embraced or anything like that." That spirit of personal industry, Piez argued, is what generated a uniquely large middle class not found in other countries. She said, "That personal industry, our willingness and desire to work, is the key to that huge U.S. middle class that wasn't elsewhere." On how welfare expansion eroded self-reliance, Piez traced the erosion of that ethic through the growth of welfare programs, beginning with the Social Security Act under President Franklin D. Roosevelt and expanding dramatically under President Lyndon B. Johnson's Great Society programs in the 1960s. Congress attempted to address the problem with the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996, which introduced work requirements and time limits. But Piez argued the underlying ideology has only grown stronger. She said, "This welfare ideology that is unbridled, it's like a runaway horse, has basically created what you just mentioned, what I mentioned before, this mooch ideology that we shouldn't have to work and that the government should provide everything." Piez recalled learning about American welfare as a 9-year-old living in Mexico. She said, "I was 9 years old. And I remember saying to the adults in the room, 'Doesn't the U.S. understand that if you pay somebody not to work, they'll never work again?'" An American who spent 15 years living in Mexico and South America, Piez said her time abroad gave her the ability to see her own country through foreign eyes. With one American parent and one South American parent, she grew up immersed in Latin American culture, where the kind of broad middle-class Americans take for granted simply did not exist. On the welfare cliff trap. Central to Piez's argument is the way benefit structures actively punish upward mobility, she said. There's earning limits that disincentivize work. So if you make too much, then you can't get the money, the free money that the government gives some people. Piez continued, "I need to stay under. I mean, I know people who don't want to make over a certain amount because they want to get money from the government as well." Research from the Illinois Policy Institute documents exactly this phenomenon. A single mother working full-time at $12 per hour, who takes a raise to $18 per hour, can lose one-third of her total resources because of benefit phase-outs. To fully overcome the lost benefits and higher taxes, she would need to earn $38 per hour. The Institute found that welfare benefits for a single-parent household in Cook County can reach $47,894 per year, with some benefits available to households earning up to $74,888 annually. Kim Monson described the mechanism directly. But if you make $30,001, all that goes away. It's called a cliff. That's what it's called. Paez also took aim at the scope of who qualifies for government support. She cited language from a since-retracted FAQ document from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's office accompanying the Green New Deal resolution. Paez said, "And giving it to others who can't, don't, or won't work," paraphrasing the document's reference to providing for those unwilling to work. The FAQ was later disavowed by Representative Ocasio-Cortez's office, though the resolution itself remained. Blias said, "Who just decide, I'm not going to work, I'm going to be a mooch, and I'm going to live off of other people. I mean, how does that work, and how is that beneficial to our country in any way? And what does that actually do to somebody's self-esteem? It robs them of their dignity. It robs a person of their human dignity of self-reliance." On dependency by design. Paez argued that the erosion of self-reliance is not accidental, but serves the interests of an expanding government, she said. Government cannot rule over the people if the people are self-reliant, okay? They continued. So the self-reliant American, that American of yesteryear that contributed with human ingenuity and their hard work to this exceptional United States that gave birth to the largest middle class there ever was, meaning a lot of people were doing well because they had the American opportunity and they could work, right? So this self-reliant American must be destabilized. And destabilized is a polite way for me to say destroyed, forcing them to need the government and to be subservient to their master. Paez said, because if we are self-reliant, then we don't need the government, and the government needs us to need them. She pointed to what she described as a fundamental truth about government redistribution. The government has nothing that they don't take away from the people. On the warning from Latin America, drawing on her 15 years living abroad, Paez warned that the trajectory she sees in the United States mirrors patterns she witnessed in Latin America. She said, "For communism to triumph, people must be treated as pets and become pets." When people try to draw a sharp distinction between socialism and communism, Paez has a ready answer rooted in her experience. She asked, "You know what we call the difference between socialism and communism in Latin America? 5 years." Paez described visiting St. Martin in the Caribbean, where she observed entire neighborhoods sitting on their porches during working hours. A European worker at a local restaurant explained to her that the local population did not work and that the island had to import laborers to fill jobs. Paez said, "Moochers need to import workers. Does that sound like anything that we understand or have seen here?" On the call for virtuous elected representatives, Paez closed with a direct appeal for civic action, urging Americans to reclaim self-reliance as a governing principle. He said, "We should choose what charities we, the people, support, and we must do it directly, not via the government." Paez asked, "So how do we change this?" Well, we put the government back in its lane, and by electing representatives of the people who understand the concept of virtuous citizenship and self-reliance, people with a value system and ethics to resist the government uniparty mafia. She warned that without such change, the consequences are clear, she said. Because otherwise, as you said, we are going to lose huge chunks of our middle class, which is very unique to the United States.
And now, Kim's perspective.
Yvonne Paez sees what so many Americans have been conditioned to ignore. The welfare state has become a trap disguised as a safety net. When a single mother loses a third of her resources for daring to earn a better wage, call it what it is, a system designed to keep people dependent and compliant. The founders understood that self-reliance was the engine of American prosperity, and President Kennedy understood it too. Americans are charitable people, and they do not need the government laundering their generosity through corrupt bureaucracies and unaccountable nonprofits. We must elect representatives who have the backbone to put government back in its lane and restore the virtuous citizenship that built the largest middle class the world has ever known. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.